No.
Very Jay-Z.
Didn't look like Jay-Z.
I thought Blue Ivy did.
You actually have to do that though.
That's why I was like, really.
Look like Jay-Z, man.
Let me see.
They actually have money, so
yeah, literally,
they have money.
You know what? Nah, they're still young.
Yeah.
No, because Blue Ivy was
there,
but I think these jeans are a lot stronger.
Because it's double of them. There's two of them.
The power of two.
Did she have?
It's true. And the twins don't get as much.
No,
I thought she did that. That bump looked fake.
Isn't it Kim that had a song? Yeah.
Oh, she had two, though.
The girl looks alright still. The girl looks cute.
The girl looks not so much.
She looks like someone from Alpha.
She does.
Not even walking down the street.
DW. Why
They did.
You see, when you're rich, that's what hair I want to have, bro. Yeah, me.
It's the eyebrows.
And I say, hey, what a wonderful time today.
Hey.
We need to learn to work and play.
Hey.
And get along with each other. You better listen to your heart. Listen to the beat. Listen to the rhythm. The rhythm on the street. Open up your eyes. Open up your ears. Get together and make things better.
And working together.
It's a simple message. And it comes from the heart.
Just believe in yourself.
And I say, hey, what's a wonderful time today? Hey, come on to work and play and get along with each other.
Okay. Hey, DW.
Hello from The Edit, it's Future Alvin.
Yeah, so it's Cameron here.
Hi guys, Justin here.
Hey, it's your girl T here on After Sundown Podcast.
And you're locked into the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Sit back and enjoy.
Enjoy.
It's about to be a mazzoline still.
All right. No, not today.
I'm too comfortable.
So, I don't know how we're going to begin. I haven't played a game.
Let's play Noughts and Crosses.
What?
How? Justin, just ask. Just
in the air.
Can we do something?
Come on, you're not a master guide. I'm sure you should come up with games on the spot.
Master guides come up with games on spots?
Yeah, to keep the
you're
kids
a master
entertained.
Guide. You I'm think. Not a master guide.
Master guides can do anything. They can make fire.
You're basically a master guide. Do you know who your dad is?
Justin created fire at the retreat store.
And you struggle to maintain it. Justin, I'm telling you, I was like, listen, wow, you've got to waft the
I was wafting the thing, bro.
You weren't, bro.
It needs the oxygen.
I told him there's three components to a fire.
Someone should have passed me their wig. I would have wafted it, bro.
You're missing the key component.
But no
oxygen.
One wants to hand me their wig to waft the thing, bro.
No one was wearing a wig. Don't play us.
I looked straight there. I don't
know.
Cameron's weird.
She was not outside. Don't play. Don't play my friend like that. That's crazy.
No game today. We're just gonna start straight with the episode. Yay!
Oh. Hey.
What's the game?
You're not the executive producer.
Get it wrong. Okay, how does that work? Okay.
Right. So for this game, all I want is wrong answers.
Flip it.
You have to be straight on it. And I'm going to go individually, right?
So all you want is a wrong...
Yes, and it has to come
I'm rubbish
straight
at
away.
A
wrong answer, okay. I'm good at these.
Because right. It comes naturally.
Does it go round? Does it go round and round and round?
Yeah, we're going to go round.
I was thinking the same thing.
Clockwise, anti-clockwise.
Clockwise. Okay, let's go.
Let's go. Julia, we're starting with you.
Let's go.
What colour is Sonic the Hedgehog?
Purple.
Right. Manisha, in chess,
anyway.
Which regal piece do you want to capture?
Your mom.
What?
I like the energy. carry on. Go to the next one.
I'm screaming.
I wasn't ready for that one.
I wasn't ready either.
Which creature chases Pac-Man in the maze? Come on, Talifa.
Too long.
Say any creature.
Oh lord.
A okay. lion. A donkey.
I was trying to think of what actually catches them.
The ghosts.
Yeah, I remember now.
Oh. No, but you get it wrong.
Get it wrong.
Yeah, but then she didn't want to get it right, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That, Alvin.
Basically, yeah.
I hear you.
Princess Peach is the love interest of which Mario brother?
Oh, so I don't even know this.
Mariachi.
Okay.
I actually don't know.
Right,
Mario.
I, think so. Okay.
Yeah. I nearly said Luigi. I was literally going to guess.
Cameron, what space is diagonally opposite from Go on the standard Monopoly board?
Down.
Okay.
I think this will be answered correctly, to be honest.
You want, do you want that one? Yeah, and then pass it back.
I don't know.
Let's go.
Right, Justin, what is the highest ranking type of card in poker?
Black.
I don't like these questions.
You need to be different obvious
game. I know. Hold on. Bear with me.
I don't know.
All right. That's it. Thank you. Thank you for really your contribution.
Yeah. It's really thinking. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
That was enough. That's quite interesting.
Can we play song?
How the brain works.
Can we play Song Association?
Go on then.
Yeah. Julia, where do fish live?
In the air.
Sky.
Manisha, what sounds do you dogs make?
I don't know, maybe.
The enthusiasm is just too much. Oh no, what am I doing? Bear with me. Right. Talifa, where does the Pope live?
A mosque.
Oh. It's like you tried to catch yourself before you said the answer. It's like you said.
Is it actually hard?
Is it hard? Is it anything I had?
But I don't want to say it. Though. I hear that.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so...
Alvin, what's the opposite of heaven?
Boring.
What?
Did you tell that to Jesus?
Did he say boring or boring?
Oh my!
Wow. Let's show you two spiritual colors, man.
That's the right answer, though.
It is the right answer.
Yeah. And also wrong.
Isn't the opposite?
The
heaven?
Opposite of heaven
is boring.
Oh yeah,
that makes sense. But it just sounded wrong.
Oh wow, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh wow,
it
sorry.
It actually made sense.
Burning is
that holy?
Hell, but I couldn't say how.
Whatever heaven could be.
Okay.
I feel like we should do similar opposites.
Oh, okay,
everyone's
sorry.
Everyone's just gone a bit wild, you know what I mean?
Sorry. Hold on.
No, these questions are bad. It's a place of worship.
I know, boring. But it's the fact that she's like, oh! Okay, hold on. Next few questions coming up briefly.
All right, just do three more, please.
Yeah, because the edit is going to be...
Okay, I'm under pressure. I don't want to subscribe.
The website's there.
Cookies.
Get caught.
Right, Cameron.
Manage cookies.
How many items in a baker's dozen?
13.
Ooh. Oh. Close call.
That's the right answer.
Yeah, that's actually correct.
Uh-huh.
In a baker's dozen?
That's the right answer.
Almost 12?
No. That's 12? That's a dozen. A baker's dozen is 13.
I'm smart.
Bakers are kind.
Said, I'm smart.
Bakers are kind.
Justin, where's the Lady of Liberty?
Manchester.
Right, okay.
That's enough, thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Appreciate it.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Nice to have you, AD.
Bye.
So,
technology and church. That's the topic. By the way, we've got two guests.
Yeah.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Well, one's not really a guest.
No, it's true still. Yeah. One's a real caring guest.
Yeah.
She's part of the team. What do you mean?
Part of the team. No. Oh,
thank you, Talitha. Yeah. Thank you.
Give us some status.
Thank you. Thank you. My name's...
That sounded very close.
Nah, that's calm. It's calm.
But, so bro.
Not the new carpet.
It's calm. My name's Juliet, and that's all you need to know.
Right.
Misty,
is it though?
Where are you gonna be on Saturday?
I was gonna say that.
In my bed.
That's not the right answer. Where are you gonna be on Saturday? I'm interested.
In my bed.
There's a meeting. Okay. In my.
Just
for my.
I'm
love.
Joking.
Oh hiya, my name's Manisha.
anymore for anymore?
Because I need to pretend like I'm intellectual. So
you are intellectual.
Nah,
darling.
Can't spell it.
But okay.
Don't guess wrong, man.
ENT.
Right. But yeah, you'll hear me throughout this podcast. See what you think of me. Instagram is
I was ready for
real
it.
Influence, are you?
Leave it there. My Instagram is Alvinesque. That's
Alvinesque. Fishing.
You never said no way.
I spelled that wrong.
Like a fisherman.
I'm gonna have to do, no, I'm gonna try again. My
so you can just go on the After Sundown page and you'll just scroll through the downtimes and it's gonna be there. Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
I need more. I don't post anything, but I need more followers.
For what? If you don't post.
For status and validation.
I'm not gonna get a blue tick.
You know what you need for the clout.
Like, no, I'm lying.
These times you don't post, so what do you need the followers for?
I don't know.
Just to look good, innit?
The DMs, that's what you need.
Eyes?
Listen, if there's plenty of fish in the sea, you need to cast the net wider. Come on.
We'll join a dating app, love. Like, there's ways around it.
Yeah. Plenty of fish.
Sounds like a shower.
Anyway,
casting in shallow water.
Tinder, here I come.
What's the, there's an SDA Tinder? There's an SDA Tinder?
Yeah. And I'm lying, never would
know
I go.
No, there ain't going to be Adventist normal people on that.
Yeah. You're not
no,
wrong.
No, exactly.
You can't
you're
normal.
No, I kind of agree.
It's
too.
The people that are come early normal? To youth
What did she say?
Gina, you know.
Manisha said it's the people that come early to youth day.
I'm screaming.
Oh, my days, bro.
You guys are too much.
So sorry. To be fair, you gotta get a seat.
It's true, bro.
It's true. Just trying to get the Lord. Manisha's a heathen, that's why she's saying it's that, bro.
True, it's true. She's not on time for anything.
Manisha's on plenty of fish, bro.
Oh,
just imagine.
Okay, techers.
Okay, so what the thing we're talking about today is basically technology in the temple. And that's just like, that's more than social media, if that makes sense. So obviously, mm-hmm. Most churches nowadays always want to have this aesthetically pleasing church, like as in computer screens, like the best. Everyone's gone past projectors now. There's no projectors anymore. There's more like TV screens.
Some churches
don't
have
concerts. The massive concert screen.
Sorry.
No names.
Sorry,
no
guys.
Names.
You put the sheet up.
And then.
And a sheet. A bed sheet, too.
That's a bed
Not
sheet.
A bed sheet.
Yeah, but yeah, like most churches nowadays, so obviously we're just gonna ask some questions, like whether it's tackling whether it's like for if that is for obviously because there is like good sides of technology, mm-hmm. and there's also like negative sides of technology, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So obviously first question I got is it's actually Alvin's question actually.
Oh,
is hey, it?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm making it up in the world.
You did all right.
Wow. Obviously is there a place for books and printed media, or is social media and more the only way, basically? Is there a place for books and printed media, or is social media the only way, basically? Thoughts, views, thoughts.
I won't answer first because it's my question. So.
Now I'm trying to think, bro. There used to be like bare books like at the back of my church, innit? But then that got replaced by the communication thing.
Don't kill me.
Literally. And then the bookcase is
in. Still a table.
No, it's gone, bro.
They've got tracks on that table.
Yeah, but it's only like small piece of literature, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
Like the book. Like there used to be a big bookcase at the back of my
church,
like, but it's
you
gone.
Know, not the vestry, but you know the room, like to the left.
Yeah. Books? It's in there. It's in there. So there's still books, but they just no one reads them. They collect dust, innit? Yeah. Facts.
Well, was that free to just take anybody?
What, the books?
Yeah.
Or was it like a library? Well, it was kind of like, you know, like in like old people's house and that, and like they kind of just got stuff that's there. You know what I'm saying? Like them big books. Mm. Nobody used to take books out of there. Nah, nobody. Big man thing.
So, yeah. So that's the question. I don't know.
What
if
was it
answers.
Again? Because I lost it.
Is there still room for printed books, media, yeah. basically? Isn't it?
Yeah. Printed okay, media cool. or social media, basically. I think it depends on like who's around you, as in like your community. I think we talked about it on another episode. In terms of, I'm not a book reader, so to speak. So I'm definitely not gonna read a book like that personally, but if you send me a video or tag me something on social media, I'll more than likely like watch it and share it as well. But that's just because I'm not a book reader. And tracks now. they have, obviously they have their uses and they work, but I think for a lot of people, they just see it as like a tick box and exercise. Like, yeah, we've reached out to the community because we've dropped 100 tracks. And it's like, how many times I get things through my letterbox? It's going straight in the bin.
Only I don't even sift through. The Domino's ones.
Do you know what I mean? Even the ones deals. That have discounts.
I don't even want them anymore because I'm not going to Pepe's up the road. So I think you have to know like your target audience or whatever. Because it doesn't always work. And social, like for my mom now, social media, I mean, the only thing she'll do is WhatsApp. If you send something on WhatsApp, she'll read or watch anything.
They love a WhatsApp, you know.
Anything other than that.
Love a WhatsApp, bro.
Love WhatsApp's the new Google for them.
Forward.
I swear they have to stop that, you know. I swear they have to stop the amount of forwards like people are allowed because during COVID,
yeah.
Like, because it was spreading bare, like, misinformation. That's crazy.
I've just been on the M6 and I've just seen
a tank.
Oh my
god. Oi! People love that one, you know.
People love that one.
Yeah, because obviously there's like army base like around the country anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I've just got a friend who works in the ambulance crew and they're making us work overtime. It's coming. Everything left, right, Zenza.
I mean, it is a pandemic.
So. Yeah, it's true.
But if you're working overtime,
it kind of makes sense.
Slightly.
But I was going to say something, but that's I can say it.
Yeah, you can.
But like, in terms of now, hospital admissions are right down. And in terms of like,
people are scared.
Preparedness. Okay. In terms of the ambulance, I don't want to talk about the ambulance. It's hyper prepared. And it's like, it's like not over prepared, which is a good place to be. But like the amount of jobs that are being done by a single crew per day has gone down since COVID. But then obviously the work altogether has gone up.
Winter time. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. People tend to get ill that time of the year anyway.
Because flu, rampant.
Yeah, flu anyway. Flu
rampant.
But the question I was going to ask is, say with tracks and with tracks and say books as well. Kind of in my opinion, this is my opinion. I think that there's still massively a place for them. Because in my head, I ask myself, why is it that so many people still release books and that books are purchased at still quite a high rate? The thing that I think like that we don't where we could make some improvements is like, say when we hand out a book or a track, like having a label on it that says where it's coming from or a way of continuing, say if someone is actually interested in it, it's not just a track and that's it. Like there's now a way to get in touch or there's a way to move forward.
Some people like have stickers that they put on there and that will redirect them to a church or whatever. Or a website.
Or like a QR, QR code or something.
I've never seen any with QR codes though.
Yeah,
but I think the good thing about books is that if you know when you're trying to find the answer to something specific, and if you go on the internet, sometimes obviously
it's muddy.
If you want to have like, especially like denomination specific information, sometimes it's not necessarily easy to find unless I'm tagging SDA at the end of every Google search that I do. So sometimes it's good to have the books to like dabble into. But then again, I just have it on app on my phone.
I guess it depends where you are, like geographically in the world as well. So if internet's not as accessible or computers or technology as a whole, then it does make sense to have printed literature available to those people. But I don't know, I don't know how people buy books in England, innit? But I'm just talking for me and my people. I don't really think
on Amazon.
I don't really think we buy hardback books.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that own Kindles or just have apps.
A lot of people listen to books as well.
Audio books. Yeah.
That tap is worrying me.
Oh no, it's all right.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all right.
I love a book.
Go on.
Like, I love a book. But I'm the type of person to do a bit of both. So I'd buy the book, I enjoy it, and then I'll post it on social media. Like, have you read this? So it's like a bit of both. Mm. So I'm supporting the hardback, the author, but I'm also, like, you know, sharing it out there. Do you know what I mean?
The hardback. I love it. I wasn't yeah. ready. I haven't heard that
She's
word.
She's a bit of a nerd, though. That's why.
What? Because I read. I'm a nerd.
I didn't just say that you read. Do what? I not know you as an individual? What else do I do? I'm just saying.
Right. What else? Okay.
Manisha's kind of dressed like a nerd, though.
Hang on, you look like a rubber, please.
In the stripes.
Anyway.
All you need is the French.
Just see.
No, it's okay. So.
A beret. A beret.
Who said beret?
Me. I know it's called a. Don't play me. I know it's called a beret.
Are you sure?
It's spelled beret. So I
said
beret.
No, so kind of the next question, yeah. Like, what are the negative kind of like stuff that could be like. What are the negative things that could come from technology in the church?
Negative.
People don't know how to use it.
Talk to the negatives first.
Like, people actually aren't trained in certain things.
Then literally, people got something to say.
It disrupts the service. It disrupts the service because you're now sending 10 people to the back.
Manisha's triggered, you know. Manisha's triggered.
To try and play a video. And then you play it and there's no audio.
Or just feedback.
Do you know what
Manisha,
I mean?
Tell your story.
I
tell
think
your
you
story.
See everyone's face. Screw up. Yeah. And they look behind. They're like,
oh,
my
do you know
ears.
What? I think that
big,
is universal.
I
thought that it only happened in Adventist churches, but I've seen now. I've been to enough churches to have seen.
Yeah, well, it's
the
not,
head
it's
turn
not acceptable
happen.
Anywhere.
Do you know what I mean? Train up the
I know you're not saying that, but like, I know
equipment.
You're not saying it's acceptable there.
Oh no, it's not acceptable. Like that's why people turn around. It's not acceptable. Yeah.
It's a
they
simple thing though. And if it means having run-throughs before as well,
that's okay.
I think
like, or even giving them the order of service. Sometimes people there's not even a person there, and then two.
Stop it.
Yeah, you know what? I think the act of practicing.
You see someone running,
especially like in terms of like services or like planning stuff, has come more from like I'm gonna say like our like a bit older than us, but like our kind of like demographic, like practicing for stuff or like making sure you actually know
rehearsing.
You know what I'm saying? Like I don't think the older generation really like they had to do any of that stuff in it, like for choirs and whatever stuff like that, but. After choir practice,
the more practical stuff.
After that, they wasn't doing that in it. So,
but you got DP. When you go to concert stuff, you don't think they're doing sound checks. You think that everyone's going up and saying, "Test the levels, you should be all right." Do you know what I mean? Like,
grab
anything. Do what you want. Yeah. Like, I feel like church is not serious right now. Why is there 5 people in the box? We're really 2 maximum. But that should be like on the desk. That should know
that. 2 proficient people.
Yeah. But everyone wants to be putting their 2 cents in, but can't turn on a mic. It's pathetic.
Nah, it really is.
So, okay. Go on.
I think what Talifa said is key, to be honest. I think people need to be trained in these fields for a start. But also, I used to work in PA a lot when I was growing up.
In what, sorry?
PA.
Oh, PA. I thought you said PA.
Like, no, PA. Like, communications as a whole, visuals, whatever.
Yeah.
And another thing is, I think we need clear leaders as well.
Definitely.
That know what they're doing. Because, as Manisha said earlier, everyone loves to put their 2 cents in, and it becomes really difficult, especially if you're training young people and you've been given a task and you're told to do things a certain way, and someone else comes with their own agenda and like, no, you need to do it like that. Especially in a service, it can be quite disturbing and it can just throw everything off. So I think we need to organize ourselves better in our churches.
So my question following that would be, do you think, I think the answer's there, but like, do we take things seriously enough then in that regard? And
no.
I think some of us do.
Selective.
I think some of us do. I think, yeah. Well, I think especially when it comes to, I know when it comes to like, when it used to come to like youth days at Hands Off, I know like people would take some stuff seriously, like, especially like youth, and because it's yours, you can take it seriously. But if it's just like the weekly service, like, you may not take that as seriously because that requires a certain higher level of commitment, I think, because it's more week in, week out in it. I don't think, we've talked about it before, like, people get burnt out. It happens, innit? Mm. Even in technology, innit? Like, the same person will be using it because they're good and they know what they're doing, but no one else knows what they're doing. And when the person's not there, what are you going to do?
It's over.
But deep it, Cam, even when you're doing rehearsals, do you tend to be concentrating on the technological aspect of it or just, like, the singing or the band? We don't tend to look at, like, the levels of things. Like, if I were to go to a rehearsal for, like, a proper concert or something, I know if I've rehearsed with the green mic and I've sound checked with the green mic, I'm going to have a green mic.
But
in churches, the same doesn't tend to happen. So I feel like, we have rehearsals, but I don't know if they're concentrated on the technological aspects much.
I think it's because we haven't been shown how to do the technological to interact with it in a positive way. And so whenever you see a singer go up, they always got like, you know, like the ear in their ears or something, telling the levels to be like to go off in it.
You know what? I agree as well.
I think that, like, we definitely, as especially as, like, young people, we need to, like, learn more about technology. And, like, recently, like, I've had to, like, interact with that a bit more in it because of, like, certain things that have, like, been happening. But I think, again, just as an attitude of, as a church, we're very reactive. We're very like, we can't. And a big thing when it comes to technology, we can't afford this. We can't buy this because it's too expensive. As opposed to, I was watching something today, and it was the rich dad, poor dad thing, and he was saying like, poor people are poor for this reason, because a poor man will look at something and be like, I can't afford that. But a rich man or an entrepreneur will look at certain thing and be like, how can I afford it? How can I attain certain things? I don't think the church looks at how can we make this better?
Some do, some don't.
But some don't. But I'm talking about from my experience, the majority, I'm talking about like in a set, the older generation kind of, and the newer generation. Mm. I see us trying to, you know, further break certain stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't see that really from, it's always like, we can't afford that, it's way too expensive, or there's no push to try and even get to that point, you know what I'm saying?
We don't necessarily explain the importance of that thing 100%. Because we don't integrate ourselves. For example, if there was a choir practice and you understand the importance of the levels of the mic, for example, you make sure you're there at the choir practice. Mm-hmm. Like, even if they don't invite you, say, I'm here to make sure that you guys sound like, that's the thing. But we have a standoffish, I'm not invited, so I'm not coming. Then they're not going to appreciate the needs of the technology to enhance the service. And when things go wrong, they're going to blame you first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because you guys don't make yourself available.
People do have a bad attitude, though.
No, I agree, but I think, this is the thing, I know certain people... this is the thing, if it becomes normalised, then... Because this is the thing, no one's going to be suspicious of a musician being at a choir practice because they see that as, that is what is needed. What people don't understand is that, some scientists see as an issue. Let's not go into that. But some people genuinely don't understand the need of, like, a PA. Like, people actually don't get it because they don't, maybe it's because it wasn't there in their time or because they just don't see it as necessary. But it's like, actually, do you want to try this without me on the day? Do you know what I mean? But it's not going to happen, kind of thing. So I think we need to, like, normalize it to a certain extent.
What I was going to say is I quite agree. Like, to me, let me pause this. To me, I think, like, from my experience, what you're saying rings true in that if we say the importance of something, typically I don't think people explain as much as possible. And also, when you make not even a demand, when you make a request, you must be certain of why you're making it and be explicit. So, for example, I know that when the youth choir at my church has sung, I've always been particular about which mics I have present, and it helps so much which mics are present, who has what, and actually rehearsing with every mic that we're going to use and how we're going to use it. Sometimes even to the point of saying, actually, I'd like this specific person in the box for this moment. Like, that's something that can be done. But then also, I think you mentioned the point of like money. In my head, one of the things I thought about was like, even just before, like before we think about the money side of things, we haven't done what we can and what's possible with what we already have.
Facts. I was going to say
so, like, mind, no, I'm like, there are times when I'm like, ah, new equipment will not change a thing. Will not make anything any better. It'll make it worse because sometimes the new equipment is more complicated. It's harder to like. And where they're going, oh no, let's upgrade the equipment. No.
Just saying, equipment.
Yeah.
It has happened.
Yeah, like it's a twofold thing, isn't it? Obviously, it's like use the resources that you do have now, but certain resources do have to be bought because there may be a desk on its way out and. You're holding on to this, you know.
Even, the button's not even sliding anymore.
Like, or like, I think, like, upgrades in technology, like, it doesn't just benefit young people, it benefits older people as well. It's supposed to benefit everyone in the church, and at the end of the day, and it, like, no one's trying to say, like, oh, let's, I don't know. Like, a brighter screen is going to help everyone, you know what I'm saying? Like, basically, that's what I'm trying to say, isn't it?
What I was thinking of what you said is, like, you know, if someone said when one of the negatives is when technology is not correctly used, and I think that might play a part into people's fear of, like of investing in it.
New technology, yeah.
So that, because a lot of the times we use, and sometimes I'm going to say that sometimes as young people, this is my opinion again, as young people, sometimes the way that we have used technology has put people off. So, like, say for example, with regards to volume of, say for example, or levels of sound in church, sometimes it's so high that I know that it's my opinion. So I'm not gonna linger on it. I'm just saying, but because of. Sometimes such things
they have
can
PTSD.
Like can switch people off, can switch people off investigating.
Bond them.
100
Strip.
Don't bond them.
I hear that. I think that you need a balance.
Yeah,
but
it's true.
There's no point spending thousands of technology is not cheap. At all.
No,
that's why trained people need to be using backhand.
Even now, obviously, like me and Alvin went, was it
yesterday?
It was yesterday now, So we went yesterday for a new mic at it.
Yeah.
We went to the store, bro. Here's me and Alvin think, oh, okay, yeah, mic's gonna cost this much. The man said
£250,
something
like that.
£250. Like,
yeah, that's
violent. I said,
change,
bro. I said, how much is it? You get me? I said, what? I started,
My
stomach sunk, fam.
Yeah. Like, and you know what?
I said, let's go to the other shop, buy the mic £15, bro. The car.
You ain't hearing nothing from me.
crackle, muffle.
But that's what I'm saying, though. It's a twofold thing of obviously using what we have and obviously also investing in.
Yeah, because, like, in the future. Well. Like, I don't mind saying it. Like, at the moment, we have 4 condensers, which are quite good. So that in some episodes where we have, just 4 people, like, the quality is, really, really crisp. Amazing. In the episodes where we have, like, more, you can hear that, like, the quality is a bit, like...
Hey, yo, someone transfer me a bag in it, and we'll do this thing.
Seriously, listen, if you're willing to invest in the
if there's anyone with money out there,
who's willing to...
Yeah.
I'm about to be
if our churches would like to donate, thank you.
Amen.
My church has a lot of money.
Conference.
Cash App.
All I was going to say is,
never mind.
All only I was going to say
is,
but we are
going to say that.
Let's
you know.
We'll go there in a bit.
I want to go back to Justin's question.
Yeah,
though, bro.
Same.
The negative.
Only technically mentioned one.
Any other?
And I made that point, so someone else.
Another negative. I have one, but
go
I think
on.
You
I
have
it. I'm going to say on computer screens, really. Like, as in,
go on.
Most churches focus on like the whole big aspect of like the bigger the screen, the more people are going to see. Like, when sometimes you actually really don't need a screen. Like, for example, say if you got a small church, why are you now buying like three TV screens? Just to like, just so everyone can see.
When only the first two.
Literally, when only. And the thing is, you're like,
see that one.
not even just that. Like, your members are barely coming as well. Mm. Why is everyone separated? Like, why is people at the back? Bring them forward. Like, you know what I mean, you can move people forward.
You know what I like as well, when they're not as many people. One of the things I like when they're fewer people, you get, is the use of like good. Is.
This market was so old, bro. Like,
you may as well turn off the towels.
One of the things I like is like, or one of the things my thinking is, if like choose the size of a room. So one of my favorite things is like, if when a room feels full, there's always a better vibe. So if you have fewer people but the room is full and people are closer, the vibe is so much better. Which is why, like, even in things like in comedies now, so few comedians are going back out, because like, I'm not doing comedy in social. You laugh less the more separate people are. You laugh more when there are other people laughing. Mm. The more distant you are, the less likely you are to laugh. But I know that church is not about laughing. I'm just saying to illustrate how vibe is linked to.
Now, but you can also say that like, they're less likely to interact as well. Obviously, like, yeah. When everyone's separated, who's really going to talk to you? Who's going to go all the way to like?
It's true.
Someone over there and like interact with
struggle
them.
As it is.
So, like,
yeah, it's just me.
What I mean?
Just a happy Sabbath, you know.
Get up and greet. I'm like.
In
Jesus' name.
You know what? Some people, certain girls have told me certain people greeting them for too long, bro.
Yeah.
Inappropriate.
Why are you hugging me in the welcome?
Me too. Hang on. I can say as a guy, I can say the same thing. There's certain people. Maybe it might be a cultural thing, who shake hands for longer than is necessary.
I let go
and don't let go.
Hi.
And the whole conversation is had like this.
Yeah. And I say,
I better like hugging people.
I don't mind. I used to.
I love a hug.
Nah, me too. I love a hug.
I was not
an embrace. Trust me.
I was not a hugger.
You're right, Justin.
Barely shake my hand, guys.
What happened, man?
Yeah. You're not talking about it.
Nah, I'm good still.
Afterwards, yeah.
The other thing I was gonna say. The other negative is that I feel like technology impedes things like impedes memory.
Ooh.
And impedes to a degree thought and cognition, like actual thinking. So let me illustrate.
I'll expand.
All I'm like, so for example, years ago, I never used to carry an actual Bible to church.
Mm-hmm.
So the time I would use my phone.
Yes.
So the time that I started when I went to university, I bought a Bible again, an actual hard copy Bible. I realized that I was missing a big part of what aids memory, which is actual like hands and. Then most of the time I can't remember a verse by name and number and so forth, but I know where it is. I can just go, boom, it's there. I know the feeling and where it is in
the Bible.
In the Bible.
Physical Bible.
I feel like that might be a personal thing.
And but what I find interesting is the more that we've used technology, when I talk to older people, they recollect people's numbers. They'll recollect your house number, all sorts of things that, like, I'm like, wow,
yeah,
okay. They know your
living
street.
On that for
they,
40
knew,
years?
They know. No. I'm talking about. They don't know me. Like, they've only just know me, and they know. Oh yeah, you live on this road and this. Like, I've realized the use of, say, for example, a sat nav. Like the
going
use.
In for a hook.
The use. In fact, no. Let me make it. Let me make it sign. Let me go. Let me go more scientific then, so that it's less of my opinion. So, taxi drivers in London have to do something called the knowledge.
Yeah,
their brains are physically different from the general population. They have to have a working knowledge and a working memory of most of the streets in London. So much so that to if I, who uses a sat nav everywhere, were to have to like go somewhere, that like what I have to do is if I, like going to my new job now. I had to use the sat nav. After that, I had to go, yo, actually, I'm going to have to go a little bit earlier and try going without a sat nav. Because I was realizing, I've been driving this journey so many times and I'm still using a sat nav. I'm thinking, why? But like these guys in London, these taxi drivers have larger, and I can't remember which bit of the brain it is. I think it's the either cerebellum.
Yeah, so it's all right.
Anyway, I have a doctor in the room. I was just checking. It's the back, this back bit here. What's
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Cerebellum. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
about right.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Cerebellum.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah, but I'm not certain.
I read it.
But they, yeah. They,
shut up, man.
But that's what I think is the negative. Like, nah, we don't, I think we'll find it far easier to memorize portions of scripture.
Nah, do not aspect.
Even the hymnal, mate.
Do not that aspect. I was going to go, I thought he was going to go down like as in, like when obviously you do have their phone, obviously I'm guilty of that as well. Like when I do have my phone, I'm using the Bible. I tend to go on other apps rather than going to go down that.
I think that's the other one, but I didn't want to say all of it.
Not saying, I'm not saying it's calm, but I'm saying like that just happens.
No, you just tend to do it. It's like, it's like you don't mean to, but it's like it's just tend to do it because it's like, oh, the church might be running a bit long. And you're like, oh, let me just go text this person back because he's texting me just then. Or let me just go on an app and play a game or something like that. You know what I mean?
So the temptation. No, the temptation is there.
Juliet, don't lie.
It's crazy.
Juliet, don't lie.
Juliet, you judge.
Cam's a temple run.
Yo, temple run bagged it though. Nah, church temple run bagged, yeah, you know, like
you have to hold your excitement. You know the shame when the volume down.
That's a big problem. That's,
you know, the funniest thing in terms of talking about the technology, when an old person's phone rings in church, bro, that is the funniest thing.
I've had some things,
bro, where it's been like one or two instances when I've had like secular music in it. One or two instances, and I'm like, swear down.
How did you get that on your return? It was my grandson.
I was hoping you had it on loud.
Oh. What's your
ringtone? His ringtone is old fashioned.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking the house phone is going, yes, and then I realize
it's that one.
Is it not on loud?
You could have been part of the. You could have been part of the podcast. So,
yeah, you could have been part of the podcast.
Sorry.
We're just using.
Yeah.
We're just using. But yeah. I thought you put it back on loud. I thought you were gonna actually give us a moment there.
He's not impressed.
Okay, but in any case, like I find it that's just by the by. I find it funny that like in the like when we first got phones and you could actually have an actual song on a phone, mm-hmm. every was
like,
songs
like Crazy Frog.
Yeah.
Ding 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 ding.
Without your love.
Soda.
I used to call my phone again.
This time it's people have actually gone back to that. It's so funny. It's just funny to me. Anyway, that's by the way.
Can you even put?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
And when just people do, no, I can't lie, I judge them. I'm like, you had time to change the ringtone.
I might put mine to Crazy Frog again, you know. I can't lie, bro. Nah.
Ring, ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
too much.
It was school days, isn't it? That Crazy Frog came out.
Still there. That's and crazy.
Akon was popping at the time.
Akon.
How do you say Akon?
Nah, you said it right. Akon.
Akon.
Oh, what was that song? What was his song?
Lonely.
That one. I'm Mr. Lonely. I got nobody.
Yeah. Banger.
Oh, that was a tune.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's hit the positives now, like as in all these tools that are used, how, like, how could they be used to like their to the best potential, basically, or the things that were just said, or technology?
I think, broadcasting is quite positive, like. For the shut-ins and, you know, those that can't go to church, those that don't want to go that week, maybe.
Oh, no.
I know, but sometimes you just, you know, if you're ill, you know, there's
okay,
the
yeah,
I don't think broadcast will stop you from coming to church, you know.
We'll see after this period if we go back to church and people are coming back, because I'm telling you, everyone's enjoying Zoom chat. But
I'm not enjoying Zoom church.
Is
I'm
it?
Not enjoying
I'm
Zoom
absolutely
church.
Adoring it.
I think it's fantastic.
I don't think I can go back to church the same
No,
way.
I don't think I'm going
No,
back
no.
To church.
I want church to be different. Don't get me wrong. When we go
I'm
back.
I'm going back to church once a week.
Oh, yeah.
If I mean, once a month. If that.
No, no, I'm going back to church, but I don't want it to be the same.
It better not be the same.
But I think there's a way that it can reach people.
I agree.
That's quite broader than, because not everyone feels comfortable, especially going into like a traditional church setting. So if you're broadcasting your services, then you know, I could just drop you a link and say, "Oh, tune in."
Literally, simple as.
Well, even when you're abroad,
but we said
it's true.
Before.
Yeah,
like
oh,
sorry, Dave.
You know. Cheeky hour, and then spend the rest of the day at the beach.
Let's go to the beach.
Listening to, listening to what?
What
is it? Listen to what's that music?
Soca.
I wish I hadn't told that story.
Soca.
Because every time.
What?
That's not talking about.
Tell the story.
It's already been told.
It's already been told.
I'll tell Jenny after.
Soca does give me powers. Hey, yeah. Soca bangs.
But,
no, it doesn't.
All right. I was just thinking, like, I had there's a few instances of when I've had like TikTok being used, for example, to like reach people.
Yeah, like challenges.
I've seen a lot of Christian TikTokers, and
really, I've not seen a single.
I've seen them still. There was one SDA girl apparently that was doing like TikTok and like teaching people about the Bible. Yeah. It's a sick editing tool anyway. Like TikTok is anyway, so. Yeah.
You got TikTok?
No, I'm too.
I'm too old for that.
You too what?
No.
Too old?
Actually, no, we're not too old, because there's bare 30-year-olds on TikTok.
It's true,
need
but
to come
I have not seen the man.
The man, you know.
She was just.
Oh, Nan.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because she said man. Yeah, exactly. I said, oh no. Okay.
No, I don't think he's too old to be on social media. I just think.
No.
Certain people are better at social media. Certain people are better at social media than others. Literally. So, like, I've found, like, there's just one dance.
That's definitely true.
Not any old person can go in there.
Yeah, not any old person can go in there.
They end up posting some embarrassing shots.
Yo.
Well. Has it uploaded?
Well.
Is it there?
I think, like, certain specific social media platforms are for certain demographics as well.
Very
for
true.
Like the older generation, a bit of Facebook. Us in between us, like
Instagram, Snapchat.
Oh yeah.
Positives of technology in church.
I was talking about TikTok. What other apps are there? Like there's loads.
What about the radio?
What about the radio?
What are you asking right now?
If it's DAB,
it can be used
then...
as a medium to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. In our generation,
I think when Hope FM just started, everyone was on it. Everyone had their little segment. But when it was live on the radio, it got onto the internet. Everyone forgot what Hope FM was.
But you know what? I think they're still doing quite well because internationally.
Okay,
they are doing quite well.
And maybe we don't. I think I often think that sometimes when I don't listen to something, I think that other people aren't.
Yeah,
true. That's so true.
What's the word? There's a phrase that says a person is never known in their own village or whatever. So any service, anything that sometimes we do in Birmingham, sometimes or whatever, like it's sometimes not appreciated by the people who live there because we're too busy watching other people's and supporting other people's thing. But other people elsewhere are actually supporting our own thing.
Yeah,
it's true.
And even this is a sort of form of radio. What we do,
it's
a modern version, I guess.
Because the first podcast that like I listened to, I don't remember the name of it, but I just remember just stumbling on it on Spotify, and I was just like, yeah, this is just like the radio, but just funnier, and just they can say whatever they want, and then I was like, I can get with
you
this store,
I can rock with this store.
You know when I knew that I could rock with podcasts when man was like. When I had a drink in my hand, like I was listening to it and I was just busting up and I almost spat out my drink.
Yes. Like, when you're laughing on your own.
Orange juice.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's sweet. Fantastic. Differently. A different kind of sweet. Beautiful.
I don't do that as much as I want
to. So, okay. So what do you think man need to do with like...
On the tools?
So what do you think man need to do with, like, do you think man need to get rid of like paper stuff or tracks?
No, 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 no. So what early, I think there's a place for them, depending on where you are. I think, I don't know, man. In Birmingham,
because
I don't know if glow tracks is still still glowing. Still be our primary source of evangelism. I don't know.
They're still, listen.
I don't know. That's just my personal opinion. You know.
That, say it again. What was it?
I don't know if
it's a no for it's a no for her.
It's a no for you.
No, I'm not period. Just I don't think it should be our primary strategy.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's not every
I want to say why it is, in my opinion. Let me not say.
When was the last time you gave out a blow track?
Wait. Let me not say primary, but let me say it's still very useful. Like,
I just said that.
Oh, okay. But I want to say why. But also, even going.
Man, so they're using tracks for real.
Soliciting in this country maybe is not the best method, because anyone who solicits is viewed with a sense of suspicion. But in terms of paper and or actually meeting people, so I often marvel at how, for example, for how like not just charities, businesses have people in the middle of a town, for example, or in a train station. And I always think to myself, well, if I were a business, would I plow something? It must clearly work, because you wouldn't plow money into a method that doesn't work. So for example, like for one second, for example, Sky, I know I'm mentioning a brand, but Sky will have like booths in certain places.
Sky's a bit different now.
I know, but I'm just saying, I'm not saying we do the exact same thing as Sky, but there's a tweak that we can make of that would work for our purposes. In terms of furthering the gospel,
I think Jesus already had it down, bro. I think we stopped serving the community. So therefore, like, then winning confidence. Yeah. I read that Steps to Christ. I read that, bro.
That's
kind of my point.
What page?
Oh, not just like a booth, but like actually going out and meeting people, like
Alvin. But you have to remember that a lot of these brands are known.
No, but even with Sky, they don't really give paper, if that makes sense. Cause I've seen a
more time, they just stand there.
They just stand there talking, if that makes sense.
And play music. But people know people know what Sky's about.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And
I think it's different when you're coming with a service that people know about and are already interested in.
Yeah.
We're coming as
with Seventh-day Adventist.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
nobody even knows.
The name's bare long.
People hardly know who we are. And so,
which is for a long time our fault. It's fascinating that people knew.
100%.
I know.
100%.
You know what? I low-key feel like we kind of liked it, you know?
I think we do.
Honestly, we kind of liked it. We're special. We're the remnant. We're the unknown.
No. It's not that.
When I was growing up, I'll tell you my experience, bro. Because that's the air that I... That's the impression that I got, bro.
Energy.
That's the impression I got.
Let me lean forward. Go on.
I'm just saying that's my impression.
That's my opinion, bro. You know what? That's fair enough. And it may be the
I'm
case
not
that
that's the total truth, you know. I'm just saying
Yeah.
I'm saying that's part of it as well. I think some people like being a part of the special little thing. You know what I'm saying?
See, which is wrong. I will agree. If that's what people like, then I agree that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
My impression though was that we got too comfortable. We got too comfortable kind of being anonymous, so that in the past, let me not say in the past, I don't talk, but like our church was more, there were things that were more known. Our church was more known in the past than it is now. So it, and I could be wrong saying that. So someone, I think there are countries where the Adventist church is
Jamaica.
Completely known. Like,
talk about England though.
Yeah, I'm talking about in this country it's
we're
not
known,
that,
mate.
We're not known.
We are not known. Not a chance. Anytime, nope. What's that?
Like there used to be a time when our church used to be known
in England.
Globally as the people of the book.
Let's make it more local.
Kellogg's.
Okay, let's.
If Rome were not known,
We're not known. Yeah, so what are we going to do to change?
Actually, no. Actually, not. I'd say in Brum more because of the school. Where? I remember, like, there was attention on the school in particular.
I don't. When was this?
No. When remember when we was in year six and they came.
That's time ago.
No. But that's what I said. I did say it was a while ago. I did say.
That wasn't even like. I feel like there's. I probably can count on my two hands, maybe only one. Like how many times I've actually not had to explain to someone
the Seventh-day Adventist
what a Seventh-day Adventist is.
I can agree with you
without them having any affiliation. Like, oh yeah, my grandma was apart from something like that. If they've just heard, oh yeah, I've got a colleague at work. Nah, none of that.
I agree.
That's just me, my personal experience.
I agree.
Everywhere when I went to uni, same thing. I was like, oh God, explain all over.
How do you guys explain
yesterday
it?
I was reading a book.
I go to church on Saturday. Anymore, you know?
Okay.
That's exactly what I say.
Is that what you say?
That's it.
What I say.
Oh, I don't say that.
I go to the Jewish side.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do. I do that for jobs. I do that for jobs.
Friday to Saturday, like them.
And then I'm not Muslim either.
Because I don't do it in their bad sense. I do it because they recognize like the whole Jewish thing more.
I say that I'm a Seventh Day Adventist.
People usually ask what's, because people understand about denomination. So usually the main thing I say is, I go to church Saturday.
I don't say the whole sentence. Okay. One voice.
I was gonna say, I was gonna say, yeah, that's gonna be mad. What I was gonna say is, I can't remember what we're talking about. Oh yeah, I was gonna say what I say is, I know this is a tangent, it's not about technology, but what I say is when someone asks me what a Seventh-day Adventist is, I say Christian who believes in the Bible in its like who reads the Bible.
What do you mean?
Hang on, what do I say?
What do you mean?
People must dread the answer, know. You know. People must dread
it's because I haven't been asked that question in a while.
I swear yeah, but you just ask, but you have to look at the person and be like, yo, what kind of answer they're looking for?
I just break down. I just go, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist, which means that part of it is that I believe that Christ is coming again. I believe that the day that Christ wants us to, the day of worship that Christ set out is the seventh
everyone
day.
Everyone that asks you the question, because some people don't care, you know.
Yeah, well, if someone asks, they care.
No, they don't.
Oh, then I don't. Then really I don't know. Answer.
Facts.
As in, but you can work out who doesn't care.
No,
and
no, no. There's a certain level of intrigue that some people have in it, but I realize with some people they only like a certain level of explanation of things in it.
Yeah, so that's the basic explanation.
No, it's not. You
I
say,
keep the Sabbath, which is the seventh day. So
okay,
I'm breaking down the name.
Yeah, yeah.
And I believe that Christ is coming again. Adventist.
And that's is that it. It?
That's
okay,
it.
Cool. Okay, cool.
That's the basic explanation.
Right, that's fine then.
And then...
Next thing.
Oh, yeah, technology. I had a question, but I can't remember what it was.
What's the question?
I need to look back.
We were actually just at the positives of technology.
Oh, yeah. Keep going. Someone else with the positive.
Yeah, I think I ended on talking about broadcasting and how that can be.
AKA, I've done my part.
No, that was the. I was just saying I made that point and it was.
What's Manisha's radios? What's your thing called? Did you have a name for it?
What do you mean?
What's your radio station called, bruv?
You see, it sounds mech up and it sounds, you know, a bit horror.
You have to explain it. Though.
Okay, it's called Demon FM. Now.
That's the antithesis of our.
Hold on. Obviously, I go to.
This is a classic example as well.
I go to DMU, which is obviously De Montfort's, obviously shortened down Demon.
Yeah.
Demon.
I can't really know how that.
What's called?
Do you know what I mean?
How do you spell it? Like.
No, literally demon. Like
Demont.
Sorry. It's part of
the
Demon, yeah.
Or D apostrophe.
No.
Couldn't you call the channel Demont?
It sounds better.
Was that too posh?
Their actual show is their
name. Is
their names. Is your
name. That too.
So the station is called Demon FM. But your show is called...
Manny and Lorraine.
Oh, okay.
Oi.
So you see, okay, I'm cool with your show. I don't know if I'm cool with the title of me. I'm radio, probably. I'm your radio station.
That's not her fault.
I can't. Yeah, but
you wouldn't. No. I know.
Unless she transfers university.
No. I'm not criticizing you for that. I'm just like.
You know, you got to explain it to the SDA. Then I send them the link. They're like, "What's this?" And I'm like, "Oh
yeah, that's what I mean."
The flower eaters.
You need to stop with that. Honestly.
Go and change.
But anyway. So your show, Manny and Lorraine, innit?
Correct.
Yeah. So when did you start it?
I think October 2019. Yeah.
Okay. October 2019.
Yeah.
Okay.
What you said? No, putting their foot in the water.
Why
are
you not? No,
never mind. Okay, be honest. You don't talk about like bare Christian stuff, do you?
No.
Nah. Okay. Cool. Have you touched on it though? Ever?
I have. Yeah.
Have. What capacity was that in?
Well, I think I talked about like Kanye low. Fair enough.
Okay. Yeah,
but
yeah,
then
yeah.
I remember telling my producer Asta, telling me, she was like, you can talk about Christianity, but maybe not put a positive light on it because you sound biased.
What?
Okay.
Because imagine
that makes sense.
Because I was like, oh, Kanye seems to be getting better. He's doing a Sunday service choir or whatever.
But if that's your opinion, you
yeah,
can't
but
say
no,
that.
But no. So it sounds like being a Christian is good and positive, so it's a bias, so people should be Christian. Do you know what I mean? You can be taken
in order to get better. You should be a Christian,
correct?
Because the two don't necessarily correlate.
For you, they do.
No. I understand. I'm just.
Some people's mental health has dipped since joining the church. Let's not forget that.
Well.
Continue.
Well,
like there's aren't there like kind of like rules for like being on radio?
Yes,
and stuff,
Ofcom, obviously, yeah. Which so is like radio and television. And
have to be non-biased.
Basically,
yeah, you have to be as non-biased as possible.
Politically correct, non-biased.
Yeah, there's literally a whole segment on religion and what you can and cannot say. Mm. Really, radio.
What can and you cannot say?
I don't remember. I should know this, but uni was a long time ago. But. Like stuff like obviously witchcraft and hypnosis and all that, whatever it's called, all that stuff. But you have to be basically radio is basically nice about everything.
Yeah.
You can't really, they can have an opinion to a certain extent.
She told us that when we went off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even on Hope FM fam, like when it was on the radio, like we had to like manage what we were saying. Even
really
like.
Really manage. If,
like, that management has now gone, I'm telling
like,
you. That.
Yeah, like we could
have. Some of the things they say, I'm literally just like, swear. It's not politically correct.
Yeah, people can call up and sue, easy, like
yeah,
that.
Just done your dance like that.
Yeah.
Like.
Just have to be careful. Just
careful what you
like. No.
Just think
the thing
about
is,
what
the
you're
thing
saying.
People think.
Mike. Swear
down. People think they.
Oh, I thought.
It's fair enough to exercise your freedom of speech.
But the level's gone down, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm talking.
Sorry, I was just.
It's fair.
It's all right, Eddie, he can say that.
It's fair enough to exercise like your freedom of speech, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I think like people just have to be like just smart with it and just like
I agree.
Like you can still
there's a level of
you
sensitivity.
Can, you can
yeah,
express
but, yeah.
You can express your opinion, and that's the thing that I found like when I was on like the radio, I was on like twice or three times or something like that. Mm-hmm. And like it is restricting, yeah. And some of the things obviously like I disagree with, like obviously you're not allowed to give your opinion and you should be able to give your opinion. That's hence why I like podcasts, isn't it? Because you can talk more freely in it, but
definitely
they're the most part that's I have the sense
people like
that,
it
yeah I have the sense that that's what like I have the sense that increasingly people are retracting away from political correctness, so irrespective of like regardless of their viewpoint or the lens through which they view society.
It depends on which person you're talking to, innit? Like, I feel like half society is going one way, the other half's going.
I would say less than half is going the way of is continuing down the.
I mean,
political.
I mean, fair enough.
I hear that.
I think that more people are actually reacting against it.
Yeah.
Way more. In fact, I don't want to talk politics, but I think that the
don't talk about it.
Yeah, let's move on. Actually,
so okay. So what? Okay, what does it take then for someone to get onto a radio, like what did it take for you to get onto like a radio show, innit?
That was I think just simply going to a meeting and signing up and then becoming like a member.
Was that like uni?
Yeah, that's uni, like okay. Just you go to uni, go to the society and then that's it.
Okay.
But yeah.
Alright, then what would you say to someone like wanting to start like I don't know, just like a broadcast, how would you tell them I don't know, like what would like be around that?
I say educate yourself, talk to yourself more. I know that sounds stupid, but is it get used to just you in a sense of just talking about anything, about any topics, because I realized the confidence that came out of me after hearing my voice first and foremost, and then like just letting myself talk and how I speak and how many times I say like, and just listen so many things. It's wild. I just literally get to know you as much as you can and just enjoy yourself. It's literally having a conversation. Make sure you're talking sense, like, yeah, there we go. But yeah, you know, just enjoy.
Okay, cool.
Do you think there's a space for technology in the church?
Definitely.
Do you think it needs to be used more? Christian radio shows, maybe? I don't know. It can be quite... Obviously, you've touched on it a bit, so I know it can be quite a bit of a tightrope.
I can say that. It sounds funny, like, I don't know, when you hear Christian radio, I think people just think they're going to be just preached at and it just on the radio. But I think like we just need to open it out. There's just so much more to it. Even stuff like, I don't want to say their name, but you can call it out. I've heard of them.
No.
I've heard of
But like they're wicked and their activity with their followers and is sick. But it's a sense of, yeah, I know it sounds bad, but they're very open in a sense. They won't say, they'll say like we're Christian gospel, but they'll just say this is UK music that we'll put out more. Okay. And then you'll hear God in there. You say, oh, about Jesus. Do you know what I mean? I know it's just very more, we need to just be more open-minded in that when it comes to social media.
Do you think like we try to, in terms of when we do media a lot, we try to push the Christian thing as opposed to pushing our lifestyles within the Christian
definitely thing. So then people can say, oh, how can we not eat in the pork? Oh, because why are you not working on the Sabbath? Or did you know what I mean? Oh, what are you doing that? Oh, I can't go that day. And then people start questioning your life. You looking like you're living your best life because obviously you post your best things on social media. Mm. You know what I mean? Then people start asking questions.
I think we downplay how much our lifestyle can have an impact on people.
Definitely.
I think largely me sharing my religion has come from people actually asking questions about my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, why can't you do this? Or why don't you do this?
Why do you choose not to do this?
Yeah,
because you could.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah. So I think what Cameron said is quite key, like focusing on the lifestyle aspect of it and knowing that in that there's a testimony and there's a way to reach out to people. I think sometimes we don't always have to tell a story.
Question. How do we square that with sort of the concept of if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me? How do we square those?
I think that's in the statement that I said.
Yeah,
I think that's literally because if you live your life as Christ, if you're following, okay, it's like what remember Lyndon said something last week about like if someone is following Christ and someone looks at that person and follows that person starts to indirectly follow Christ. It's like follow the leader. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, the leader, the shepherd is Christ, but around Christ is all of his followers, you know, like, the man the minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Mm. That's how I see that. If you're lifted up, like, you're going to lift other people up as well.
I'll have to think about that. I'm still thinking about that. I think, because even from last week, I'm still thinking about that.
Don't you think? Because if you're not,
because Paul did say follow me as I follow Christ.
I'm not saying everyone will follow, you know. I'm just saying like it can cause intrigue. So I think then like it just sparked in my head like maybe it would be necessary for just Adventist people or Christian people just to start a radio station, but just a radio, like it doesn't have to be necessarily, you know what I'm saying? And out of that it comes, you know, the whole lifestyle thing about, you know, the radio station shut on a Saturday or something. We'd never broadcast on a Saturday. Why does that happen? Oh, we're not supposed to work on a Saturday. Right? There's a jewelry shop, I think, in Dubai. I think it's owned by Adventist people, isn't it? And I think it closes. I'm not sure. I think it closes. No, it's either a jewelry shop or like a gadget shop or something. And it's like, sorry, not Adventist, sorry. It's a gadget shop, sorry.
I was thinking. I thought I was the only one.
Sorry.
Get this changed.
I was like,
sorry. My bad. It's a shop.
Eventually, people can own jewelry shop.
It's a shop that 100%. Sells like gadgets or something like that. Like I've heard it before.
Gold and silver.
And like the shop basically
incense. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, the shop basically closes on a Sabbath, innit? And obviously people that go there, they know that those people that own that shop are Adventists, you know what I'm saying? I think by virtue of who you are, like, it's kind of like when people approach you, like, oh, you look like a Christian. You know, how did they know that? By the way, that you what? You haven't said nothing to them, bruv, but you ooze Christ, bruv.
Come on.
You get me?
Ooh. Honestly, ooh. Your demeanor plays a lot.
You get me?
I was like, going to say...
reflected in your technology and your... how you present yourself.
Well, I think I agree with a lot of that. All I was going to say is, in my head, it's also important to do the explicit. So,
of course.
So, for example, like, in the reason I asked the question is, in my head, there's two components. One, there's like becoming befriending and essentially winning someone's confidence. But like, so for example, the disciples have been fishing. They've caught nothing all night. Christ goes, let's go back out onto the water. They catch fish. Yeah? They catch fish.
Fishes of men.
Then Christ says, come follow me. Let me make you... Actually, more than fish now, you're going to... The fish that you're going to catch is people. Now, Christ has met their need.
That sounded bad. I can't
lie. Did it? The fish you're going to catch is people. Christ has caught... Like, Christ has won the disciples' confidence. Yeah. And he has, not only has he won their confidence, he's shown them that what he wants is in their best interest and that he actually cares. Yeah? But then afterwards, he actually does the thing of bidding them, actually follow me. And I think that the two kind of should go, the two should go hand in hand.
The two need to definitely work in tandem.
I was just emphasizing that point. That as well as living the lifestyle, as well as oozing Christ, which is a term I like now. I don't know who said it.
Cam.
Thanks.
As well as oozing Christ, we must also speak about him. What I found fascinating is people... Ah, we can come to this now.
Yeah, but people. I was just going to say... Like when,
yeah.
As we said before, after that initial interaction of, oh, why don't you do this... Then the explicit conversation comes after that. I'm not saying no one was disagreeing.
I'm
saying the two do coincide. Yeah, yeah. So.
No, I was just synthesizing it. Because I worked out as I was listening.
You know,
as
you
were,
he always okay, wants to, fair. Like, one of me, you know.
That in music.
But what I was going to say is, like, what's interesting is sometimes, and I know this of myself, certainly, I've mentioned this before probably, what we're doing is kind of like, when you think of what is countercurrent, like what is against the current, sorry.
Against the grain. Yeah.
Against the grain, that's the term I was looking for. It's the first thing I thought of, this is the only word that I could think.
Countercurrent.
Oh, okay. Against anyway, when going against the grain nowadays is probably what we're doing. Because what's interesting is, and I've realized that I have to become more and more proud of what we're actually doing, in that they're people who talk about some of the darkest things in humanity and who are proud and public about things that you'd think, actually, are you actually proud and public about that? Mm-hmm. And yeah. I'm not talking about, I'm just talking about, like, people talk about things that you're like, really? That's what you're promoting, and that's what you're, and it's cool because everyone should have freedom of expression. But like, I realized that there were sometimes I was like, why am I not as proud to talk about this as someone who's talking about, like, just sometimes even just foolishness. When I say foolishness, like pointlessness.
Mm.
Why am I not as proud to talk about this that's actually important as something that is completely unimportant?
You know what? I'll say shout out to, just kind of random, but shout out to like Nottingham.
Central.
Nottingham Central Youth Store. Because I think I think definitely like they stepped up the bar still. When you talk about when you talk about like being proactive and that, when I saw that I was like, right, you lot are doing bits.
Had to
you get
subscribe.
Me? Like they took it like remember when I said like the other day, like we've like Zoom, like it's not the pinnacle of technology. Like no. we can do better.
Absolutely not.
In the background.
It's not. It's not the pinnacle. How can it be the pinnacle?
And it shivers and moves.
Every auntie and uncle when they're coming in and out of the plant like one.
But do you know what I mean? Like
beach. I'm just at the beach.
Obviously, but again it's both in it. So it's also we work with what we have, but if we see an opportunity to do better, which I feel like Nottingham did. Like you go for the better because you produce better quality. Mm. You produce.
What do they use? Just out of curiosity.
They just use like I don't know. Not Zoom. Definitely they just pre-record, not using Zoom. They pre-recorded.
They're using cameras.
Using cameras.
Oh,
like, camera
lights. Like it's. But the thing is, lights it's nothing. It's nothing elaborate. But for SDAs, it's like oh my gosh, and it shouldn't be like that. It should be like we should be proactively taking these steps because editing. Like, bro,
amazing.
A man could do better. Like obviously with our like downtimes for example now, yeah, like those are we're working with what we have in it. Not everyone's gonna have like a big professional camera studio in their thing. It's
or
just
an
we're
iPhone,
work
yeah.
or an iPhone.
Please stop. Androids, come on.
Screaming.
Do you know what I saw? I saw a meme of like Androids dropping and versus iPhones.
I think that was headphones, but yeah.
No, no, it's the, like it's one of like two lads. So one of them,
one
they
of
just kick
white,
their leg.
And then one of them's like, yeah.
Kick their leg and...
It's fine, yeah. It's
can okay. you send it to me? Because I've been looking for it.
Nah,
it's what?
It is,
sorry.
What
did she say? I don't even get
nah,
it.
Nah, slap her, bro.
I don't get it, though.
I didn't promote female violence, but you know, today.
But for me, you will.
For you.
That's freaky.
Especially.
You don't treat me good, you know, Cam. It's all right, though. God's watching.
So, like, what's too far? Like... How do you feel about like say using I don't know OnlyFans?
it's the connotations that come with OnlyFans.
Yeah. Exactly,
that's
what
it
you
is.
Doing on there.
Yeah.
I agree.
Just get a Patreon or something.
No, I'd say something so outrageous.
Go on, say it. No, say it, please.
No, you might have to take it out.
Yeah, I might have to. It depends.
Okay, stuff like you know, like.
No, don't say it.
Say it.
Go on, bro.
She's wild.
Go on.
Say it. No, say it.
I said
it won't go. If it,
you know, so, it's just, you know, like,
it won't
like
go
communion
in.
Stuff, and then like people have like foot fetishes.
I love it.
And then
I love it. Though, I can't lie.
Wait. Start again. Say again.
I love
so
it.
We broadcast
I love the
communion for the ones who have foot fetishes. Amazing. Tap into the market.
Literally.
You are
meet
not
them serious. Where they're at. Literally meet them where they're
no
at.
No one is serious right there.
Tap.
Please.
And zoom in, especially to those who have a pedicure. Especially to those who have a pedicure. Tap into the market.
Look how many
different sizes.
Race.
Guys, we're being ridiculous. I'm gonna take that as a joke.
No,
being serious.
I'm gonna take that as a joke.
It must be a joke.
No.
So communion, amazing. Foot fetishes. Guys. You know,
nah,
sometimes
this is staying in.
It's staying in because it's funny. Please,
I don't want to get to smell it.
Please, it's the funniest thing.
I could go anytime. It's true.
I am so
oh my god. Julia deserves a slap after that. That was cheeky.
She's helping her. Julia's helping her.
I'm not.
She has freedom of speech. The rest of us don't. Continue.
But also, like,
actually, anytime.
Not all, no, guys, not everything,
bro,
that's not progress.
Bro, man,
I know,
stupid.
They're being stupid, okay.
No. Think about it.
I am thinking, okay, all right, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it, but look what happens now, yeah? So a person.
There, but you don't know what they're going to get at communion. You see the medical Jesus, they'll be back for the feet and for the
And that should be our tagline. That is the tagline.
No. Adrian, no. 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 Adrian. I know he's joking. I know he's joking. I firmly believe
I firmly believe you're joking.
You're tricking, yeah? You fall for it.
But no. It's the same. Like, it's. Never mind.
Don't fall for it, bro. Don't fall for it.
We could do
it.
Because this.
No. I just want to say 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31.
Go on.
Whatever you do.
Due to the glory of God.
But is God being glorified?
You can't twerk for Jesus, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
You can't twerk for Jesus.
Drop it low for Jesus. No, none of that, please. I'm sorry.
If you do the syllables of a Bible text, you can.
If you do what?
For God so loved the world.
No.
So what's John 3:16?
For God so loved the
world. Look at how he moves his hips. I wish there would be no.
That is not. I don't think the Lord is glorified
if
in that.
Intentions are right.
Guys. Nadab and Abihu's intentions were right, but they used fire that was not of the Lord. They used the unsanctified. What did they use? They used
yeah,
common
fire.
Yeah, but
they knew that they weren't meant to do that.
I know, but so we know that twerking is not
No, we're not talking about twerking though.
We know that twerking.
I know. I'll own it. I know that twerking.
Listen, we might be in church.
We praise is that? You know what? There's certain things that I do think.
Some girls and some boys are gyrating themselves when they're doing a
I know, and I think to myself.
And they shouldn't always be wearing white at all.
Have mercy. Some mimes are too much.
See-through tops, that is.
Mercy.
But the facial expressions that are going on right now. The silence. There's silence in the mic, right? But there's not silence in the room.
Because it's for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, but
OnlyFans is a no.
OnlyFans
is a definite no. It's a definite no.
It could be a yes, but
I don't see
it. Let's get it normalized.
Let's put a pin in it for now.
Yeah.
Guys.
Say it for later.
I feel like we should have more like, okay, especially from an SDA perspective, like more Christian dramas and stuff.
On that point.
That's a
why
shot.
Do we not have musicals? Like actual production?
Greenleaf.
That's
so dry. What I was gonna say is
SDA
like
owned stuff.
I have to shout this out though.
Grab it by the two heads.
That's the two heads.
I'm looking around now.
Guys, it's just a moth.
It's a spider.
Oh, it's just a spider.
Something I have to shout out though, like as in the old, it's kind of old, but like Silent Praise.
Yeah.
When Silent Praise was around and done them their dramas, though, it was kind of good. Need to bring that back, still.
Yeah. And we can have a huge. Do you know what I mean? Like,
listen, whoever's ready, I'm ready to be a praise dancer. All right.
I'm talking about dramas. Like,
we're not doing.
I would love to do a drama.
More like drama.
Someone hire me.
Yeah. I'm not good with lines though, but I can hack it.
Do a production.
Improvisation.
I don't understand how we as NEC have not done Prince of Egypt.
Oh, okay. That's too much.
That's tired now.
So I think we've pretty much covered technology. I don't know any other questions.
Okay, let's round up. In conclusion,
did you have something? You?
No, like what technology? I don't know. Would you put in church now, or what would you do in church now if you had like?
To my optimum thing would be the use of personal. So for example, everyone who's on social, like sometimes I think that we view they're too. We separate life so that church life is there, but we don't. If we put out more of ourselves, like honestly, and more of what we could. If we were, I don't know. I don't know if I'm tired or what. I don't know. It is, but like basically, if we used our social media to also talk about that part of our life, to talk about Christ and to talk about our Christian journey, that's so important and can possibly do more than things that are centralized, because then you have 100 people doing that rather than one.
Just one, yeah.
And that's the word of mouth, so to speak. It's almost the new form of word of mouth is better than centralized forms of advertising.
Nah, last thing I want to say in conclusion, I just want to say that like what everyone was saying was good, and like also vetting like the new people coming into the PAs, literally training up people properly, obviously, and literally practicing properly. Proper practicing does like it could actually make it into a good production rather than just like it looking all shabby on the day.
Because
no one wants them comments from people saying, oh, that was very shabby, weren't it? Because people don't like that. People
I've been that reading. There's a book called Gospel Workers by Ellen White. That book is something else about so many things. One of the things she talks about, one of the early chapters, she talks about like being organized and organization and how we should be organized. She also talks about things like be ambitious. She says, I'm talking out of my mouth. Don't be, she says, trust God is what she says. So that don't book a shag hall. I don't know if that's the right word.
A shag.
Hall.
Yeah. Like don't book a basement, don't book some
dega something
there. She even then goes on to mention, she's specific about a number. She goes, if you trust in God that God will bring people, rather than going so small that people think, oh, is this a truth that is so, that's not worth sharing, kind of thing. I mean, I know I'm using kind of my own words, but it's along those lines. But she wants us to trust God and actually go with our feet forward.
I hear that we have to be realistic and
as well
be good stewards as well. So
no, she does all mention that as well in the same book.
No, I just think, like, you know, at the end of the day, like, we're getting judged for everything we do, innit? So literally, if we're not putting 100% into anything, then God's gonna judge us for that. He's gonna be like, what'd you do with all this time? Like, like, you were young. And what, you did you that, what did you do? That 5,000 like talents. Kids and you were 50 and that, bro. You slow now. You get me? Like, you know what I mean? Not every 50-year-old slow, but you know what I'm saying. Like,
woo!
You just have you have more time on your hands when you're young, and it. So
give
like,
of
just
the best
it.
To your master. Give him the days of your youth, clad in salvation's full ardor, fight in the battle for truth. Sorry, go on.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Yeah. yeah, man. So just. Give, in terms of like technology, my thing would just be learn it. If it's the desk, it's the desk. If it's a camera, the camera. And you know, the funny thing with technology is there's like little roles that you won't even necessarily know about, but they're very integral to the running of like a production and it, or not even a production. Yeah, a production. Like even like you know, like the, you know, like, you know what I like, you know, the Bible Project things.
Mm-hmm.
Like with all like the animation, there's loads of work that goes into that, you know, and they get hundreds of thousands of views, and it's because they put in the work. Someone has gone from an animator and they said, "Yo, I'm gonna dedicate this thing to God." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then even like a bit of pee, you know what I'm saying?
Even people like Little Light Studios, top quality,
bro.
Top quality, and. And
it's not like when you're in the barber shop and you they're giving you the digga
haircut.
The DVDs. You haven't never remembered
the
DVDs.
Oh my
god. DVDs,
bro.
You know what I'm saying?
God, it's not like that. You want a hat.
But Little Light Studios ain't like that though. Mm-mm. Good quality things, bro.
Super. And also I think they even work together with other, they do like, they have a whole loads of video content where clips of dramatized versions of things that happen in the Bible, or even just like a video representation of what a priest's robe looks like. They have so much material.
Do you know what I'd also say as well, like, don't be afraid to go into spaces that aren't necessarily Christian at first as well, because you'll still learn stuff. You don't always have to be in the most Christian of spaces to be
learning that stuff.
You're not,
sometimes God will even put us in places to not just to learn, but also to be an influence there.
To be an influence, exactly. It's twofold. It's not a one set thing, innit? There's loads of things that can come from it anyway.
Yeah. I was going to say, actually, I count myself blessed to have grown up in church, because there's so many skills that you cultivate that a lot of people don't exposure to. So don't be afraid. Like, immerse yourself in whatever your heart desires, whether it's photography, if your church has cameras, or bring it to them and say, can you get a camera, whether it's PA, visuals, whatever it is, immerse yourself in it, and just do it, have a good time, and be blessed, bless others.
Don't live life in distress.
Bless others. Now, but honestly, you cultivate so many skills, and when you grow up, you'll be great.
They are useful, isn't it?
For the talents that you learn. Even what's this cable? What's this? What's that? Yeah. So definitely don't be afraid. Don't be shy. And if you don't find a space that allows you to do that, Just because you're born into a church doesn't mean you should stay there. Just saying.
Anywho,
I'm sorry.
What?
It's cracked.
But I think we should only have like church once a month now.
No.
No, in a sense of like in church.
Yeah, but as in the building.
Yeah. No way that we can do other things now.
Yeah,
we
don't my vision of church no would be like to be there for an hour and the rest of the Sabbath be
outside.
Be
I hear that.
Be not doing in this, all in sorts. England
sometimes though, it's a bit harsh.
No, but like you. Oh come on, nah. We're not fair weather. We're not fair weather people now. We're not fair weather servers of the community. We have to serve the community whether it's raining or shining.
I know.
But like my church in Aberystwyth was just like that. That was.
Is
how many times have we heard about
I don't know.
The perfect church. The perfect. Yeah, perfect. Hey, yo. Shout out to
we should all go.
We love you, Aberystwyth.
Aberystwyth. Can't spell it.
W. I won't even bother.
It started with the W.
I know there's a W in there.
So oh, okay.
W.
Yeah, man.
Bye, everyone.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's been another episode of After Sundown. Cool. And
thank you very much.
Love you. And yes.
Safe.
Hold it down.
Bye bye.
Scream it back, pat, pat.
OnlyFans.
Wow.
We can't end it on OnlyFans.
What's up, people? Thank you for listening to the After Sundown podcast. Remember, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Deezer. So share with a friend. Also, follow us on Instagram at After Sundown Podcast. If you've got any questions or just looking for any more information, slide into our DMs. God bless.